الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this warm night, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم أجرنا من جهنم. Say Ameen. Meaning, Allah, O Allah, protect us from the hellfire of Jahannam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked us, when a day coming too hot, just ask Allah to protect us from Jahannam and the heat of Jahannam. Imagine all this tiny heat, you know, and what it do to us. May Allah save us and forgive us from ourselves and from our shayateen, and from the anger of Allah. Allahumma rizqna ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan wasi'a, wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Rabbi, na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u, wa min qalbin la yakhsha'u, wa min aynin la tadma'u, wa min nafsin la tashba'u, wa min du'ain la yustajabu lah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the minnah of Allah and the tawfiq of Allah, we were able to talk about different messenger and prophet from Quran and what the wisdom behind it. Also, the Quran containing another 11 story we did not cover. Today, inshaAllah, with the will of Allah, we will try to cover them quick. And let me tell you some principle I follow. Sometimes you have dispute about the name of the person of the story or the time or the place. I prefer if the topic have many dispute between different scholar and is not authentic report, I will skip it, or I said one of the most famous one and that's it. And what we have to do is focus in the story and the wisdom behind it, not the detail of whom and where and what. Because actually most of the story in Quran, with the wisdom Allah kept it, He did not give us whom, where, and when in detail. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, and he did not give us this particular detail. And he did not give it to the companion. And the companion did not dig for it too much. Some of them, they say something according to their knowledge. Like some of the companion who they were a big scholar in Judaism or Christianity before they embraced Islam. Like one of them, his name is Ka'b al-Ahbar. And he reported many story. This story we cannot know for sure it is legitimate or not. By this way, for the benefit of everybody and the average person, remember what I'm going to do. I am going to focus in the main principle of the story and what the wisdom behind it and what the main message from Allah. Inshallah. By this way, I want to keep this in your mind and your heart, and for anybody who hears this tape, is we not here to dig about all the detail. If you want dig in any time in your life, you have all the Islamic book available. You can keep dig until whatever you want. But my advice to you, what do you want to dig for? What's the wisdom behind it? What you going to gain? Imagine if a piece of information Allah did not give it to you in Quran, why you want dig for it? And by what mean and sources you can find it? And for what purpose? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave a story for a purpose, for a wisdom. This is the ultimate. By this way, with the will of Allah, we focus in the ultimate wisdom of each story and what it means. Now, we go to the first story, which about a man, he walked in a village. A man walked in a village, and he found the village was completely destroyed. And all the people in a village is killed. This village, according to some report, it is called Sabir Abad. It is close to Jerusalem. And it was destroyed by a king called Bukhtansar. Bukhtansar, he killed the majority of people, the Jewish people or the Bani Israel, and he really destroyed the whole towns. And this man, he was walking when he looked and he said, "Wow, everybody's dead. The whole village is like, you know, is distracted. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring all these people again?" And this person, according to some report, his name Al-Uzair. And he was a pious man from Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to what he said. And what Allah said in Quran, فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he make him die 100 years. What kind of death in here? It's special death. Not like our death. Because a person die one time. By this way you can have an argue. How come a person die and come back? And according to many ahadith and many ayat, many verse in Quran, a person die only one time. This is special cases by Allah. You cannot go and try to figure out what's the difference. No. Allah said in Quran, Allah make him die 100 years. Finished. And he left his food without no change. Meaning his food stay fresh for 100 years. And he has a donkey. But the donkey died and the meat completely rotten and he just left some bone. Now he wake up after 100 years, all of a sudden he said, "You know, how long I was sleeping? I was asleep for a day or 2 days?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give him inspiration. He said, "No, you was dead for 100 years. Look to your food, never been changed." He looked to the food. He said, "In this case, I did not die. I just been sleeping for maybe a day or two." He said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look to your donkey." He looked to his donkey. He found his donkey bunch of bone. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Keep looking at the donkey, we will show you how we will give life to the donkey." And the bone come together, Allah fill it with meat, put the soul, his donkey get up again. He said, "Now I believe in Allah, he can able to do whatever he want." According to some weak report, he was walking and he met a woman, blind. And this woman from his neighbor, she said, "Who you are?" He said, "I'm Al-Uzair." She said, "Uzair, he lived almost 100 years ago. We never see him before." He said, "It's me." He said, "You? No way. Uzair was a pious man. I'm a blind woman. I tell you something. I know you used to call Allah, and whatever Allah you call Allah for, Allah give it to you. Call Allah to give me my eyes back. I believe this way I can see you and I can know if you are Uzair or not." He called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he make dua, he put his hand over her eyes, she opened her eyes and she said, "Yes, you are Uzair and this is your house." After that, Bani Israel make a big story about it and they start worshipping him as the Son of God. Can you see now? And they said, Allah said in the Quran, "لَقَالُوا الْعُزَيْرُ بْنُ اللَّهِ." They said, Al-Uzair, the son of Allah. Same thing, they did it with Isa alayhi salam, and we will come to talk about it. By this way, what the story is all about is when this happened and he saw the sign of Allah, what he said, أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He said, I know Allah is giving ability over anything, and Allah is a doer. And this you find it in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter Baqarah, the cow, 259. This is the number of the verse. And about what I said about the Bani Israel, you will find it in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 30. When he said, Al-Uzair ibn Allah. Now, what we learn from here? We learn is Allah is able to do whatever he can and whatever he want, in the time he want, in the way he want, without no any condition. He's the owner of condition. Now, similar, this story, we have another story very similar. The people of the cave, in the chapter of the cave. Some people said they are seven. What the story about this people? This people was a people who embraced Islam. In a time, the majority of people did not embrace Islam. Again, I'm going to lead you to some of report, but is not completely authentic. Is this people was rich, was some place in the government, and they were young, they have everything, but when they believe in Allah, and they find out everything is against them, they immigrate. They said, let's escape with our faith. And they leave their own village and everything, and they run away. When they run away, their dog follow them. One of their dog follow them. Somebody said, oh, somebody has a dog. But according to Islamic rule, you cannot have a dog in the house. We have to say, the rule of Allah changed from nation to nation, from revelation to revelation. Some major rule stays the same, some rule is changing, or a little bit is called nasikh wa mansukh, meaning some rule coming over another rule. We have to take with the last rule. We cannot go back and find, oh, the people of the cave have a dog, why I cannot have a dog? Okay? By this way, again, is different timing. Now, again, what's the purpose of the story? To Allah show us His Qudra, His ability over everything. These people immigrate. Immigrate from style of life to faith. Just running with one only thing. What kind of luggage they have? Nothing. They have luggage? No. They have money? No. They have wife and children? No. What they running from? They're running from dunya. And the ruler and the oppressor. Running after what? To save their own identity and their own faith with Allah. And wonder what Allah tell us. When they run for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead them to go to a cave. And at this cave, the best way is to go back to Quran and see how Allah describe it. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He know in their deep heart, they believe in Allah sincerely. And they have no partner with Allah. This is why they did what they did. Now, also this story, it came when some of the scholar of the Jewish people in Medina came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, we need three story to tell us about it. If you tell us about it, it will prove you are a messenger. What the story is, he said, tell us about those who are went to the cave and talk to us about the man who went from east to west, and he conquered all the land, which is Iskandar Dhulqarnain, and talked to us about the soul. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him the information. Because how Rasulullah will know about all these people? How he know about what's happening in details? Is no way to know. You see? By this way, he waited, and Angel Jibreel coming, give him all the answer. From whom? From Allah. And this is why what we believe? We believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and also what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And also is, what happened is, at this time, usually Angel Jibreel will coming after a few minutes, or right away, or the following night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, come tomorrow. He didn't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask him. By this way, Angel Jibreel, he did not show up. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. Everybody what? Everybody said he's a liar. He said he's going to give us the answer and he doesn't have it. It was also a fitna from Allah. And what is the beginning of teaching to Allah is, don't say something will happen tomorrow until you said, Insha'Allah. Now you see also the story behind Insha'Allah. This when it happened. By this way, he was waited for almost 15 days. This 15 day, according to different reports, 17, 21, whatever, but average, approximately 15 days, Angel Jibreel did not show up. Just to teach the Prophet ﷺ is, don't say to something tomorrow until you say, Insha'Allah. Now, when they went to the cave with their dog, like anybody else, wonder what happened to them. They tired. They running from their village all the way to the valley or the mountain, and they find this cave. Wonder what happened to them. They went to sleep. Let's go to Allah and see how Allah described them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they went to sleep. But they were sleeping and they keep moving right and left. Let me stop in here also for a moment. Do you know when you have a baby? Do you know what the doctor will advise you to do? When you have a very small infant baby? Don't let the baby sleep in one side. And otherwise the bone will be squashed because the bone structure is weak. And the person can have like a flat head. Okay? What also is, all of us, what you do when you're sleeping? You keep moving. What's the purpose of that? For blood circulation. They find out one of the wisdom of moving is what you do? It keep your blood circulation, because when you are lying down in one position, if you lie down in one position for a long time, wonder what happened to your blood circulation. It slowed down. And some veins can be blocked. And actually can causing damage to you. By this way, moving right and left in the moment of sleep or in the time of sleeping is a beautiful exercise from Allah, and it has a beautiful wisdom from Allah to keep you in a good, healthy shape. This is why doctor tell you, if you do any job, sitting or standing, change condition rapidly once in a while for blood circulation. You hear that, sister? Sister, with any problem? Okay? You have to keep moving, okay? When you sleep, you keep moving. When you sit, you keep moving. How you moving in a time of sitting? Just get up and move. How you move in the time of sleeping? Just move like the people of the cave. Move right and move left. Okay? By this way, this is a point I just want to add from knowledge of this life, okay? By this way, we can said how a man know about that by himself. And this can show the miracle of and the power of Allah in Quran. And the dog, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he's sitting in the front. Like any dog, he moves with his people, he sits in the front. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his own wisdom, he makes the sun not to hit them so hard. No, he makes the sun move from the right and from the left, by its weight avoiding them. For two reasons. By this way, you will not dry out, and also for, you know, vision. Because anytime you have a light in a cave, wonder what happened. People can see who's inside. But if you keep it in dark, is more security. Now, how long has he been sleeping? He slept for 309 years. He slept for how long now? 309 years. And when they get up, he said, what do you think? How long is we were asleep? And Allah described them. He said, if you look at them, you will fear scare and you want to run away from them of the ways you look like. And when they wake up, they find out themselves so hungry. And he said, one of them, take our money and go to the village and choose for us a lawful and good halal food. And be careful, otherwise he will catch you. And he went to buy the food. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his own wisdom, to show what happened. Once he shows the money, wonder what happened. The money is old. Very old. Three generations. The people start to wonder what's going on. Anyway, the people start knowing. They run after them. And at this time, the situation was changing and a lot of good believers was around the village. Now when they running and they try to follow them and find them, they find all of them was dead. But just died a few minutes before everybody arrived. And people changed their mind. They said, let's build a masjid over them. And they start thinking about what happened. But the whole thing is, what happened is the mercy of Allah above anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, do you know, is the people of the cave, they are a sign of us, a wisdom sign. And all this you find it in what? The Surah Al-Kahf. By this way, you can go through it, inshallah. What's the more wisdom from it? Is the importance of migrating for your deen. To save your own faith. And have rely on Allah. Allah will take care about you. And if you think you have nothing, think about the people of the cave. How Allah took care about them and put them as a sign until the day of judgment. To his own power and wisdom. We will find out in all the story something in common. What the things in common is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he want show us his power. This is the whole thing. His power and the ability to do whatever he can and know any rule or condition above Allah. Now we go to Qissat Dhil Qarnayn. Anybody know the name of Dhil Qarnayn by English? They call his name is Iskander, the Alexander, the great Alexander. But we have two Alexander. We have the Alexander of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Quran, which is a believer. And we have the Alexander al-Akbar, which is not a believer. And he is a disbeliever. Okay? We're not talking about that. They are like because another one, he was a Ghariqi. It is from from Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And this one, the famous history about this man, not this one we're going to talk about it, the one the history is talking about it is Watani, meaning he never worshipped Allah, he never believed in Allah, period. But in here we're talking about a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him the tamkeen. Tamkeen meaning the steadfast and the ability to conquer whatever he touch. And the tamkeen, the ability to conquer, has been reported in Quran over 7 times. And all the time reported belong to Allah. By this way, all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he show up and he tell us, is any time you going to conquer something only by me. You cannot conquer anything without the will of Allah. You cannot gain anything without the will of Allah. This is something you have to really inculcate in your heart. And he went to spread the deen of Allah at this time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give him from every, knowledge, from power, strength, ability, army, you name it, he give him. And this story also, you will find it in the end of Surah Al-Kahf, chapter Al-Kahf. This is the end of approximately maybe 15-20 verse before the end. And he went to the east, he went to the west, he went, they said, to some area, to the Black Sea area, between the north of Turkey and the Armenia area. He went to Asia, he went to Mongolia area. There's many topics about what he did and what he said, and we will not go through it because we do not sure what happened. But we will go through what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran. They said, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. They ask you about ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. قُلْ, say. By this way, who going now to give us a story? Allah. We stuck with what Allah give us is the best to learn from it. قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. I will tell you some of his knowledge. By this way, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said some, he did not say all. Allah, he give us certain report. إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We give him the ability to conquer on earth. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. And we give him from all mean possible. Again, who give him? Allah. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. And he followed all the reasoning. Until he reached the sun west, or the west sun, meaning when the sun go down. Okay? Meaning is, he went to the area where the sun go down, in the west area. And he find out at this area, it was a lot of mud and a lot of water mixed with different mud. And he find people there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned him, either you do good to these people or we will torture you. And he went and He oppressed over all the oppressor. And he did justice with all the poor people. And he helped the weak one. And he helped all the oppressor one. Until justice was all over. And after that he left. And he went to the east. Again he found people around when the sun rise. And he find out, they have houses. But these houses is no any cover. And they're so ignorant, they do not know what to do from the sun. And again, he make for them a cover, to cover them from the sun. And after that, he went to the north. Until he reached a place between two mountains. And he did not know the language of these people. But they said, O Dhul Qarnayn, Inna Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. These people, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They are doing a lot of mischief in earth. Make a wall between them, us and them. By this way, they do not attack us. Again, a lot of scholar went to a lot of detail about which area, which two mountain, which people, what the language, but all what has reported is not authentic. By this way, I will not go through it. It will not help us. We take again what Quran said. Anyway, and they ask him, we're very weak, help us please. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the knowledge. He said, cut from the mountain all the iron spots. And he put between the two mountains a lot of trees. And in the top of the trees, he put a lot of bricks of iron. And in the top of that, he put a lot of sheet of copper. When he finished it completely, he said, fire it. By this way, the iron melt, and the copper melt over the iron, and it built a very strong, smooth wall. By this way, they cannot make a hole, they cannot climb, they cannot do anything. It was so high, so smooth, so deep, so big, by this way, they cannot do nothing about it. They said, we'll give you money for what you've done to us. He said, no, I do not take any price. And when he finished, he said to him, this is a mercy from Allah. When the time come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything fall down. Meaning this will protect you until the time of Allah coming and protection will be useless. And at this time, whatever Allah promised will be done. Meaning the qadr of Allah. And this again you will find it in Surah Al-Kahf, the cave, chapter of the cave, 89 to 91 and 92 to 98. Now, what we learn from the story? We learn is knowledge from Allah. Ability from Allah. When you mean good, Allah will allow you to do good. The more we sincere to Allah and want to do good, Allah can spread our message. Allah can give us the ability. Allah can give us the victory. Allah can give us the conquered all over. According to what again? our piety and connection to Allah and faith in Allah. That's it. By this way, the whole story about a man going east, west, north, south, whatever, and conquered, helping other, do good, spread justice, and oppress those who are doing mischief, and really teach them a lesson. And again, you find out all the time in these verses, مَكَّنَّا, meaning Allah give him tawfiq and ability to conquer. It's from Allah, not from him. Who give him the ability? Allah. Who give him the knowledge what to do? Allah. Who give him the knowledge of how to agriculture, or how to set the cover, how to build the wall. All this from where? Knowledge and tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also this tell us how a Muslim should be dynamic and always try to do. But again, don't ever forget the main core, to do according to Allah, to do after you prepare your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because today we have a lot of people said, let's learn, let's do all this, but the heart is corrupted. By the way, by the time they finish colleges, by the time they get a job, they melting in the life and they forget the main purpose and what they're learning for. And they lost this life and the hereafter. And the things you're doing good. And this is why actually if you read the end of Surah Al-Kahf, it talk about sincerity and purity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we go to the story of Ala Yasin. I know we went to it, we will go through it again quick. Ala Yasin, the story about the three pious people who went to give message to their own people. And people deny their message. Again, what's the wisdom behind it? Is pious people is not only pious for themselves, but they have to engage in dawah and inviting other and warning of what happened to them if they do not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, also, Allah give us the story of a man alone. He heard that and he sees a situation. He become paralyzed. He go back to his house. No. He went to support the three. And he said, oh people, what are you doing? Listen to them. They do not coming to ask you money or anything. They ask you to be good to Allah. And he start giving him da'wah. They do not like it. Wonder what happened. They oppress him. They torture him and they kill him. But even before he die, wonder what happened. At the moment of death, he make dua. And this also, it teach us to be mercy to other. Listen to this. They torture him. They are in the middle of killing him. Allah send him the glad tidings of being going to be in paradise. And what he said, he make dua for them. By this way, he said, is a man, he make da'wah to his people, life and death, and dead. This is a man, he did da'wah to his people, life and dead. This is why when of time he was dying, and he saw him place in paradise, what he said? يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. I hope my people will know how Allah is so generous and so kind and so forgiving. بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. With what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive my sin and make me among those elevated and good people. And what also is, Allah teach us, those who are working for Allah, they will have a special support from Allah. And when a time coming and somebody against them, wonder what happened. Allah take care about them. Allah send the angel Jibreel, he destroys the whole village. And in here, Imam Zamakhshari, one of the early Imam, he said, in here also a sign of the quality of those who do good deed and spread Islam, of being humble, being patient, and having good quality, and being patient over the ignorant people and being soft to them. Make dua for me to be among them, inshallah, because I do not have this quality. And he never asked Allah to torture them, and he never asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, you know, for anything against them. It's the opposite. This is the story of Ala Yasin. Some report again, they said the village was Antakya, and the man called Habibul Najjar, and this some of the speculation, it might be right, might be wrong, Allah know. And some they said also it was in the time of the end of the time of Isa alayhi salam. Also we're not sure about that, but we know what Allah said. There was people, they went supported by one man to a village. We take from it the wisdom is to engage in da'wah and to invite us and other with goodness and stop the evil. And we have to steadfast according to any situation and be patient and try to be kind and generous to other under any circumstance until Allah opened by His own will. Now, the another story is Qissat al-Malakain Harut wa Marut. We talk about them after Sulaiman alayhi salam. After Sulaiman alayhi salam, people said Sulaiman has all the books of witchcraft, of magic, of sihr. And this is how he came to conquer all this jinn and shayateen. And Bani Israel at this time, they start learning that and doing it and causing a lot of mischief. And they went north to Babel, which is a civilization and towns and big, huge town and people in Iraq area. And they start doing mischief with, what do you call it?
Sorcery.
Sorcery. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them two angels, Harut and Marut. What the intention? To teach them is the sihr and sorcery is actually a knowledge, can be learned, but is forbidden like any another thing. By this way, it is true, it is there, you can learn it, you can do mischief with it, but you cannot do anything good or bad unless Allah permit it, but is a fitna, is a trial. By this way, he came and he teach and said, we are fitna, don't do kufr. This was their message. But people used to learn and go and do whatever they want. This is a story about them. You will find it in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 101 to 103. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies Sulaiman alayhi salam for what the Bani Israel claim is Sulaiman, he has a magic ring and he's the one, he do all this. No. Allah give him certain power by his own will. And also according to Quran and Sunnah, we believe in, what do you call it again? Sorcery as sihr. Is exist, and witchcraft is exist, the knowledge is exist, dealing with jinn is exist, dealing with shayateen is exist, but is forbidden, forbidden dealing with them, forbidden dealing with any human being dealing with them, forbidden even dealing with people to protect us from them. You always want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the whole thing is a trial. Like when you have a disease, Allah is a cure. When you have a calamity, Allah is a protector. When you have sihr or any situation, Allah is a protector. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he have something like that in his life. And Allah sent the angel Jibreel and he showed him where the action has been taking place against him in a well. And he take it and release it and teach him also قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس. And according to many scholars I met in my life, they said this three surah, three times you recite it, each or seven times each, with the name of Allah in the beginning, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salah ala nabi durud in the beginning and an end, is enough for any Muslim. But according to whom? According to his faith in his heart. And also my father taught me something, and I use it in many times in my life. He said, even if you do not know nothing in Quran, and you do not have too much knowledge, and something happened to you, and you said it with your heart, without no any doubt, Allahu Akbar is enough. Allah is the greater. Is enough to burn any shaitan. But it need what? It need the faith. Or Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakil is enough. Or Surah Al-Fatiha is enough. Or Ayat Al-Kursi is enough. Or the last seven verses of Surah Al-Baqarah is enough. Or the last five verses of Surah Al-Hash is enough. All this is enough, but according to the status of the heart and the faith in Allah. By this way, we say all this is exist, people dealing with jinn, people dealing with shayateen, people dealing with qareen, doing all kind of mischief. And we're going to talk about inshallah in another topic completely about jinn. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow me and I'm still alive. By this way, we talk about the whole topic from A to Z, inshallah. But for the time being, we know according to Allah, Harut and Marut is two angels, came to earth with the intention to teach people and bear witness to them. Is what they're doing is mischief, is forbidden, and it's just a knowledge. And the one who allow everything to happen is Allah. And you cannot harm nobody without the will of Allah. And you cannot benefit nobody without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to inculcate in our heart. Now we go to another story. The story of Luqman al-Hakim. Luqman, the wise man. Who's Luqman? People have all kind of talk. Luqman is coming from Habasha, Ethiopia. Another people said he coming from Egypt. Another people said no, he coming from Iraq or Syria area. Another people said no, he is like a spiritual person, almost like an angel. We're not going to talk about who he is. We're going to talk about what Allah said about him and his main advice in Quran. And what is the main wisdom behind it? جزاك الله خيرا كثيرا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives this man something, wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran, whoever Allah give him wisdom, من أوتي الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا. Whoever Allah give him wisdom, أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا, Allah give him a lot of goodness. By this way, who's the owner of wisdom? Huh? Allah. Who can give you wisdom? Can you go and buy some wisdom? Can you learn it? Yes, you can if you connect it to some wise people. And you be with them in their companion. And you learn from them. Wisdom can be learned by building certain manner. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed you. Because don't forget, if you walk or be a companion of a wise person, what meaning? You are be a companion of a person, Allah give him certain quality. Now at this time, this person will be a cause and a way to lead you to what Allah have been giving him. You see how it go? Like if you go and be a companion of a foolish person, you will be a foolish, no doubt about it, as soon or later. If you be a companion of somebody, you know, without head or stray, you will be like them. If you be a companion of a pious people, you will be a pious. If you be a companion of a scholar, most likely you will gain knowledge. If you be a companion of a good, generous person, you will be generous. If you be a companion of a wise person, it will be a way of reaching some wisdom. But the wisdom is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hikmah from Allah. How to get the hikmah is how to get closer to Allah and how to be humble and generosity and be sincere to Allah. Allah will feed you inshaAllah. It's like rizq, like food. Allah give each one of us different style and different amount of hikmah according to his own hikmah, according to Allah, wisdom. Many things happen in our life by his own wisdom. Even the most odd things, even the most ugly thing, is a wisdom behind it. When I can get the wisdom, when I take it with a good heart, and I feel something is behind it. Maybe Allah won't teach me a lesson. Only when I start questioning every action and ask Allah, at this time I will start getting the wisdom. Why today we do not get too much wisdom? Because we ask ourselves, me, I know. I do not say, what about Allah? How many of us sit down and think, oh Allah, give me the wisdom. Oh Allah, let me understand this topic. Oh Allah, let me understand this calamity. Oh Allah, what's happening to me? Let me understand what's the wisdom behind it, Ya Allah. At this time, Allah will give you. But if you try to blame or claim you know or somebody did it and you go to all this, this is all shayateen. And you will never do anything. And you will never gain no knowledge. And at this time, wonder what happened, you go to state of arrogant and ignorant. And Allah do not give wisdom to an arrogant or ignorant or stingy. The three quality do not get wisdom. Stingy, arrogant, and ignorant. You have to be generous, humble, and knowledgeable, and kind. According to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, is he a messenger? We do not know. Is he not a messenger? We do not know. We know only according to what Allah said. He's a pious man. Allah give him wisdom. That's it. Now, we're going to say some of the most wisdom he said. He said, oh my son, dunya, this life, like a deep ocean. And a lot of people drowning on it. Or in it. Make your boat the fear of Allah. Make your boat the fear of Allah. And fill your boat with iman. Faith in Allah. And make, what do you call it, of the boat? The things in the top of the boat. The big, big stick of wood with a big piece of cloth. The sail. And make the sail of your boat tawakkul ala Allah, to rely in Allah. And maybe you will be saved. And I do not think you will be saved. How much does this man fear Allah? After he gave him all this advice, he said, do it. And even if you do it, I do not know if you're going to be saved. And is a hadith, is a very weak hadith by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said, three from the high elevated people in Jannah. Luqman al-Hakim and al-Najashi and Bilal. Wallahu a'lam. Allah know best. Now let's see what Allah said. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said now, we give Luqman the wisdom. We give it to him. Atayna. Atayna is beautiful. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ I wish my English is very good like Imam Hamza Yusuf, but alhamdulillah, I think I'm from the poor people. You, Hamza Yusuf, mashallah, he has eloquent and very beautiful, perfect English and perfect Arabic. May Allah put barakah in his work and give him sincerity and spread his knowledge, inshallah. And give him the wisdom, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. But Allah chose whom he want and he give him according to certain capability for a wisdom Allah know. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah provide and give Luqman the wisdom. Anushkur lillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa man yashkur, and who thank Allah, fa'innama yashkur li nafsih. He did not thank except for himself. Meaning those who thank Allah do not thank except for themselves. Meaning it benefit you. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ حَمِيدٌ. And who disbelieve Allah, he is completely غَنِيٌ حَمِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not minus him. To be a disbeliever, it will not minus Allah. It will not decrease from Allah's kingdom. And in here we have to stop for a moment. Always Allah remind us by thanking Allah is a very beautiful gift from Allah. And he always, after thanking Allah, he does a kufr. Shukr and kufr always after each other in Quran. Be careful, because any time you're not in a state of shukr, you are in a state of kufr. Any time. Because any time we should be in a state of shukr. We should be in a state of thanks to Allah. All the time. Why? Because this is the condition Allah chose for me. And if I am here now, this is the best for me only if I believe in Allah. This is the best for me only if I know. I have to be content and I have to thank Allah. Even if I'm in a situation I do not like it, I have to thank Allah and be patient. And if the situation is good, I have to thank Allah, and thanking Allah in a condition I like by using it to benefit other and use it to do good deed and use it to spread the word of Allah. This is how to thank Allah. Or to do dhikr or to do worship. The main thing is to be belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what Luqman alayhi salam said? وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانِ لِأَبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذْهُ. And Luqman, he said to his son, when he give him a mawaiza, he give him a will, he give him a wise say. What he said to him, Ya Bunay, O my son, La tushrik billah. Don't have association with Allah. Don't have partner with Allah. Inna shirk la dhulmun azim. Shirk, having partner with Allah or association with Allah, is a great sin. Don't do it. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, I have to tell you, we are, the majority of us, in deep shirk. Deep shirk. Because you can have your body acting like a Muslim and your heart and your mind is completely mushrik. Fearing tomorrow is shirk. Not content with today is shirk. Want something and do not be patient about it is shirk. Feeling you want something and you do not receive it and you hurry up, you want to receive it, is shirk. Fearing something from something or the future is shirk. Loving something too much is shirk. By this way, all of a sudden, you have to think about many things. Where is my love? Where is my fear? Where is my security? Where is my insurance? My security and insurance and love and fear should be only for Allah and toward Allah. What about my wife, my kids? is a love of mercy, but not to be associated with Allah. I think about be good to them, but I should not be paralyzed by them or by my wife or whatever. I have a duty above anything. I cannot let them distract me from my mission. If you want listen from Allah, if you do not listen, meaning the door is closed, I have to be patient and make dua for them. By this way, the first wise talk he give it and the most advice he give it to his son, number one, don't have partner with Allah. Don't associate it with Allah. Remind me one day, inshallah, we talk about it in detail, shirk. And after that, وَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَلِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنِ. And O my son, the son of Adam, be kind to your parents, especially to your mother. She carry you in her belly without, she didn't want it. She have it. And she feed you for 2 years. Again, in here, what Allah talking about it is the breastfeeding. And breastfeeding from a sunnah is a good. And from medical point of view, it's a lot of benefit from the breastfeeding for the mother and for the baby. And they find out baby who only have breastfeeding is less to have asthma, less to have allergy, less to have many disease, and their immune system is more stronger than anybody else. But today we forget that. And is a lot of reward for the mother. A lot of reward for the mother. A mother should go and check how much she will be rewarded for every time she breastfeeding her baby. أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Thank me and thank your parents. You will come back to me. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطَعْهَمَا. And if they struggle to be having partner against me or associated with me, don't obey them. Don't follow them. But be kind for them and be with them in life together with kindness and generosity. And this is very important. Today I see people, once they go to the masjid, they're coming back. My mother is mushrik, my father is kafir, they do this, they full of bid'ah, they full of that. If Allah tell you, if your parents is not a Muslim, be kind to them. What about if they're Muslim but ignorant? Yes, they might be in a state of bid'ah. Yes, they might not know. But the old, they do not know what you know now. You have to be patient and kind. And give them the knowledge with kindness. You can give a person knowledge, but how you give the knowledge is another topic. And again, you cannot give knowledge with wisdom unless you have the three quality first. And be patient with Allah. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for you. By this way, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Follow them and be with them, partner with them in this life with kindness and patience. مَعْرُوف. مَعْرُوف in Arabic is a word for every goodness. مَعْرُوف meaning a person who's really soft, kind, generous. All this quality called ma'roof. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. And follow the steps of those who coming toward me. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجَعْكُمْ. After that, you will coming toward me. فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. I will let you know what you was doing. يَا بُنَيْ. O my son, إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَةٍ. O my son, if it is a dot of Khardal. Khardal is some kind of a plant, and it has a very tiny like seed, a very tiny. And he tell him, even if it's a dot like Khardal, a very tiny dot, فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةً, and this dot is located in a rock. أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَأْتِي بِهَا اللَّهُ. Even if this dot inside the rock, or in the sky, or in the earth, Allah will bring it. Meaning, be careful with everything you do, small or big. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's Latif. He knows all the ultimate things. خَبِير, He's all-knowing. يَا بُنَيْ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. O my son, steadfast with salah. Make salah. وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and command what is right. وَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid what is evil. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ, and be patient of what have been done to you or toward you. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is from the steadfast and a good personality of the person. وَلَا تُصَعَرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ, and don't be arrogant. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا, and don't walk in a state of the earth with liking yourself and like, you know, here am I. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبَّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah, He did not love anyone in a state of arrogance. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْرِكْ, and walk with humble and humility, and make it not too fast, not too slow. وَغْضِدْ مِنْ صَوْتَكْ, and talk in a nice way, not too high, not too low. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتَ الْحَمِيرِ. The worst sound is the sound of a donkey. And this verse is containing 11 advice. And this verse in Surah Luqman, verse 12 to 18. And this, really, you find in many books sometimes some of Luqman advice. But actually this Luqman advice in Quran is containing all the major advice, can be the keys to lead us to Jannah inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those who hear the wisdom of Luqman and implement it inshaAllah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. What also we learn? We learn is the main wisdom to work for the hereafter. The main wisdom to be in a state of obedience to Allah. And the main wisdom to any time you have no quality, seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any time you be in a state of thanks to Allah and be content, Allah will enable you and give you more inshaAllah. May Allah make us among those inshaAllah. Now we're coming to another story. And this story all the way down in Yemen area. It is a story of Saba'. What's the story of Saba'? According to some report, you remember in the time of Sulaiman, they used to have a beautiful civilization, and they have this king or the queen who ruling them, and they used to have one of the beautiful garden. They have beautiful garden. Their garden was like one of the sign and in this life. To the point they said a woman will walk by with an empty basket and will be fell automatically without touching any tree. From how much the fruit was ripe and in a good, excellent condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to live in a beautiful weather. He gives them the barakah of the earth. He gives them the time, no any insect and no any agony of anything. He gives them, he opens They was wealthy. They have all the mean. He gives him the knowledge of agriculture. He gives him the knowledge of architect. They building many beautiful dam. And they have a beautiful irrigation system. And all that to thank Allah. No, they did not do. They start doing like anybody else. Be happy with what they have. You see, like always, every time the son of Adam, Allah give him a lot, what he said, is me, I am the one, I did it, is my knowledge, is my effort, is my struggle. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The moment you said me, I'm I, you finished. Furnished. What Allah did? He sent just rain. Rain. Rain, it become siyul, it become, what do you call it, flood. It become flood, heavy flood. This flood, a huge, strong flood, taking everything in the front of it. And this flood, what it did, it destroyed all the dams. It broke all the building. It takes the trees out of the roots. It make everything finished. All the animal run away. Or even the bird run away. And when the all this flood finished, wonder what happened. Nothing was there. Nothing. Allah left it like nothing. And at this time, many tribes start moving. And some report some of the tribe, some of them moved before the flood. And this was a good tribe. Some of them went to Medina, some of them went to Mecca, some of them went to Iraq, some of them went to Syria, some of them different area. We're not sure, but this some of the report, they said approximately 7 to 9 tribes, they went different places. And they give you the name of them. What Allah said? He said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَأْ فِي مَسَكِنُمْ آيَةً. The houses of Saba' is a sign from Allah. جَنَّتَانَ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ. They have beautiful garden in the right and left. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقَ رَبِّكُمْ. Eat from the provision of Allah. وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُمْ. And thank Allah. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. A place is blessed. وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. And your Lord is so forgiven. فَأَعْرَضُوا. They disobey. Look how Allah did it. He did not give a long story. فَأَعْرَضُوا. They disobey. They deny. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعِرْمِ. We send them a flood, a destroyer flood. A destruction flood. وَبَدَّلْنَا بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ. And we switched them with the two garden, two garden. Zawati uklin khimt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he switched that with a tree. This tree, like carcass, with very sour things, sour and poison. Meaning no more fruit. Only thing is like sour or poison. وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سُدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. وَالسِدْر is again a very desert environment trees with tiny like things it's like a small thing like shuri, but a very tiny, very strong, has nothing in it. It's like if you hit it in somebody's head, it will tick. You know? ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. This is their reward for their denial. This is the reward of their denial. وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. And we will not do that except for those who deny.
وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَرَكْنَا فِيهَا قُرًا ظَاهِرًا.
And we make a division between them and the blessing villages.
وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ.
And we make them used to walk in a peaceful manner for many days. No crime, no animal, no fear. Everything is seen, star, weather, everything.
فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا.
They said, O Allah, make us far away from our road.
وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ.
And they oppressed themselves.
فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثِ.
We make them like just a story.
وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ.
And we tear them apart. Look at how Allah said it. We turn them apart. You know, like you have a piece of paper and you tear it apart and you throw it away. This is what Allah did with them.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ.
This is a sign.
لِكُلَّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
To those who are patient and thanks.
وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسَ ظَنُّ.
And Iblis, the shaitan, the big devil, he gave them the truth.
فَاتَّبَعُوا.
They follow him.
إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Except those who are a believer.
وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ.
They have no any power over them.
إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمْ.
Only to know whom will be a believer of the hereafter and whom who have a doubt.
وَرَبُّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He know all things. Do you know this ending, what it mean? You find it in all the time. Allah send messages. People will deny. After denial by some time, Allah be patient. And boom, He take them. Every time you hear a sign, or you see a sign, or you read a sign, is a sign from Allah to tell us where we're going and what we're going to do about it. Also in here is a sign. Do you know what the sign? Water is a gift. Water is a ni'mah. Water is a provision. Water is a blessing. Water is, it has the roots of life. And water is a destruction. Water is a killer. Water is an enemy of mankind. According to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes mankind again forget and start acting arrogant until Allah snatches it from him. And this is what we see in America sometime, all the time. We see all this drought, earthquake, volcano, hurricane, flood, heavy rain in different area, different time. Why? They said the weather change. Think about it. Is not a sign? Is not a sign who running the show? In the time he want, in the way he want? But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign for those who are patient and thanking me. By this way, in here, Allah said the sign is for two quality people. Who's the quality? The patient one and the thanking one. And this is a story of Saba. This you can talk about it, you can study it. They study it until today. They go to Yemen to study it and see the miracle in their own agriculture system. We can talk about the story of Saba, of what they done in the mountain and the valley. Unbelievable work. Until now, nobody did it. Nobody did what they did. They have a beautiful irrigation system. Until now, they study from that. But we learn something. Where is Saba? Where is the civilization? Where is the garden? Where is the houses? Where is this, all this happy people? Finished. And here we go to another story, which is a very beautiful story. Imagine all the story is what? A story from Allah. Why Allah kept certain story in Quran? This story, each one, it has a very beautiful wisdom. If I'm a believer, I should really think this is actually the main. If I inculcate the wisdom of all the story, I am a winner. But how you inculcate it? By see what is the major wisdom behind it, what is the message Allah want to tell me? And inculcate it in my life and in my heart. Now in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us, He give us the example of two people, a believer and a disbeliever. A believer of Allah and the hereafter, and a disbeliever of Allah and the hereafter. A believer of a person working for the hereafter, and a story of a person working for this life only. How Allah did it? He said this story is example of two people. Each one has a garden. One he content of what he have, and the one he's arrogant of what he have. And the one who is humble and content with what he have, his garden is a very simple, small. And the one who has all luxury, big, mashallah, beautiful garden, he said, it is me. I have it. And he become maghroor. He become, what is maghroor? He become like possessed with himself. He become so happy. Conceited. What's that?
Conceited.
What do you mean conceited?
Maghroor?
You sure?
Your explanation.
It is maghroor meaning when you have something and you think, you become not arrogant, it is part of arrogant. Maghroor meaning when a person really become happy of what he have. He happy with his toys. This is called ghurur. The person happy with the style of life is ghurur. Okay? What is the word ghurur in English? I'm not sure. By this way, I cannot say exactly the word until I make sure about it. And usually the person who own, he think, I'm better than everybody else. And he start like, you know, I'm better than you, I have this, I have that, you do not have it. It rings a bell, you know? And I have more servant, more slave, more money, more clothing, more this, more that. And when I go back, I have a better place in paradise, better place with Allah. You see? Now, he is not sure what Allah is hidden for him. May Allah save me to be among those. Because nobody in know where we going. You can do whatever Allah allow you to do, and you think, mashallah, you are a good person, and you're not. This is why we have to be in a state of fear and humble and humility where we are. Because even if you are in a state of good deed, it's from Allah, not from you. Whatever, anything is from Allah. By this way, in any given time, we have to return everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, he did like everybody else, almost. What is it? He measured his state of life with his money and wealth and what he has. And this is a calamity by itself. And also, the Muslim, the real believer, he warned him. Don't be arrogant. Don't be marur. Don't be happy of what you have. You never know. And don't claim you have something between you and Allah. You never know. Now, he did not listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overnight, he sent a wind to destroy all his garden. And the following day, he said, I wish I did not have association with Allah. The wisdom in here is to remember nothing we have except from Allah, and to see how we're going to use it in our life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it in Quran, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ, gives him the example of two men. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدَهُمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ, we give them both garden from grapes, and we surround it with date trees, and we have between them all kind of plant, and everyone get what Allah provided for it, and we did not oppress anyone, and even we give them, we open from underneath the ground wells and river. And the one who has more, he said to his neighbor, his friend, I have more than you, money and elevation and level. And he entered his garden, and he was an oppressor to himself. And he said, I believe it will never go down. I know it never go down. It never be bad. وَمَا أَظُنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةً, and I do not even think the hereafter is coming. وَلَئِنْ أُعُدُدْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي, and if I go back to Allah, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, I will find something better than what I have. The another believer, he tell him, did you disbelieve of the one who created you from dust? ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةً, and after that from a small piece of flesh. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا, he make you a man. لَكِنْ هُوَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحْدًا, he is my Lord, Allah, and I have no partner and no association with Allah, anybody. And if you enter your garden and said, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, only by the will of Allah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, and no power and strength without the will of Allah, I have less than you money and provision and kids. Maybe, عَسَى رَبِّي, maybe my Lord will give me better of your garden
ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء. And he will send a thunder and lightning from the sky. It will be destroyed. And it will be like a plain earth. And you will not find even water. And at this time, you cannot seek any help. And he woke the following day, and he's doing like this. Meaning he's completely in sorrow and sorry of what he spent of effort and money and struggle to build all this beautiful garden. And he see it وَهِيَ خَوَيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا is completely destroyed in its own place. وَيَقُولْ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا I wish I did not associate it with Allah anyone. At this time, وَلَمْ لَكْتَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ And he did not find anybody to give him support from Allah or with Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصْرًا And he never had victory. هُنَالِكَ الْوِلَايَةِ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ This is, at this time, Allah said, هُنَالِكَ الْوِلَايَةِ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ The wilaya, the relying in Allah is the only truth rely. هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا He is the best doer and the best helper and the best, you know, rewarder. وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا And the best of عُقْبًا Here is how you translate it. Meaning the best, like when somebody follow up, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you really belong to Allah, He give you the best ending, the best crops, the best situation. This is what it means. He give you the best condition. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلْ حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And give them the example of this life, this life. كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Like a water coming from the sky. فاختلط به نبات الأرض. It become mixed with the plant in the earth. فأصبح هشيما. It become very dry. تذروه الرياح. The wind it carry him. وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى he have the ability to do whatever he want. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Money and kids is a pleasure and a decoration of this life. وَالْبَاقِيَاتِ الصَّالِحَاتِ And the hereafter and the good deed خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ is best in the eye of Allah. ثَوَابًا and better rewarding وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا And this you find it again in Surah Al-Kahf, the chapter of Kahf, 32 and 46. Again, look what Allah said in the end. What you have is only a decoration of this life. Do you know what the meaning of decoration? Decoration always something is not real. When you decorate something is not real. The real is what you have. The decoration, always you're decorating something. You see? Like your clothes is not real. Why it change? You see? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us of decorating our life and destroying the hereafter. And also He warned us of, don't say, I have something between me and Allah.
or I know what Allah written for me. Nobody know. Only we do, and we hope inshaAllah we do it with good intention, Allah will accept inshaAllah. Now we have Qissat Ashab al-Jannah. Qissat Ashab al-Jannah is a story of people, the three brothers, who have a garden. And every year he used to give charity, certain amount of what Allah gave them from the crops in the garden. One year, they walk in the garden, they find, mashallah, the crops is so beautiful. They get stingy. And they said, when the poor people coming tomorrow, we will not give it to them. The middle one, he said, be careful. You used to give them. Allah give you when you give. He said, no. And they plot and plan against the poor people. What happened again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he sent them a wind. Destroy everything. And when they wake up, they find what? Everything was done and gone. What the middle one said? He said, you see, you was trying to prevent certain provision from the poor. Allah take care about all what you have. I did not advise you, but you did not listen to me. But at this time, they said, okay, we was a sinner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us. Now, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ. Again, word بَلْوَى meaning a trial. A trial. A trial meaning a heavy examination. Not many people save from it. By this way, their trial was what? A beautiful garden again. And when they became stingy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, at night, finished, he sent the wind. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالْصَرِيمِ. Meaning, it become like burned ashes in the ground. Imagine, you wake up the following day, you find all your garden is like burning ash all over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ended up very beautiful. He said, كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابِ. This is the torture from Allah. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَ أَكْبَرْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the torture of the hereafter is greater if they just know. What we learn from here? We learn is stingy, what's the price? Two things. The stingy has two prices. Allah will send him a calamity to test him the price of a stingy in this life, and he will be tortured with his own stingy in the hereafter more. This is why you find people who are stingy. They are stingy in themselves. They are miserable. You know, they never content. This is stingy and the price of stingy. This you find it in Surah Al-Qalam, chapter Al-Qalam, verse 17 to verse 33. Now we go to the story of Ashab Al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench. And according to some report, it's too many trench in history. Okay, one trench of a man, a king in Yemen. He did it and he was among Bani Israel. He was from the Jewish faith at this time, and he went to all these people in Nahran in Yemen, and he asked them, whoever do not deny his Christianity and become with them, they will be killed. And he opened a big trench and he put big fire and he started throwing people, big and small, women and young, whatever. And at this time, this people was really hold tight in their belief, and they died in this. And in here, we learn something. Is the people of faith always will be trialed. Always people in faith, they will be trialed. Also, we have the story of the boy in a time of a king who have, what do you call it?
Sorcery.
He dealt with sorcery. And the man, the king, like anybody else, he has a sorcery as a big job in his kingdom, and he helped him in many different topics, and the sorcery wanted to try to protect his job by having a new job title, the helper of the sorcery, to inherit his knowledge. And this boy, I do not know if you know all the story, and this boy, he chose him. But one of these days, a boy was walking by, when he see a rahib, he see a pious man. And it went with him with a conversation, and the man start invite him toward Allah. Now the boy was sincere. Every time he used to walk alone, he used to ask, O Allah, O the Creator, show me, is the sorcery, is it having the truth? Or this biased man in the cave, give me the truth. And one of the time, when he see this accident with a big animal was stuck in a road, and everybody afraid. And wonder what happened. Again, he took a small rock, and he said, O Allah, O the Creator, if what the pious man said the truth, kill the animal. And with a small stone, he killed a huge animal. And little by little, people start knowing him. And he start now believing more in Allah the Creator. And he start giving da'wah. And at this time, the pious man, he said, don't talk about me. And otherwise, they will kill me and they will kill you. Little by little, his iman started growing, and they get to know what happened to him, because people start talking. And also, one of the right men of the king, he was having an accident and he became blind. And he went to him and he asked him to cure him. He said, I'm not a curer, but ask the Creator, Allah will give you the cure. I can ask Allah for you in one condition, you believe in the Creator only. And he went back by the will of Allah with vision. And after that, a mini story about plotting and planning against the boy and torture the boy and torture the people, and the situation start increasing until it came to the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the heart of this boy to say to the king, if you really want kill me, gather all the people and take my own bow and hit me with it. But before you hit me with it, said by the name of the Creator, of the only one, Allah, kill this boy. At this moment only, you can kill me. Now the king say it in the front of everybody. Everybody almost become a believer. The king get very upset. Now he open a trench and he put everybody there. And this one only one of the time a boy's talk. We'll talk about it inshallah if Allah give me my life until tomorrow. We'll talk about it. How many people talk when they were a baby? How many people talk when they were a baby infant? And what we said, it is in Surah Al-Buruj, chapter Buruj, verse 1-22. Now we come to the last story of today. I'm trying to just go fast, to just give you a glimpse, not in depth detail. Okay? Now, before we go, what the story in here? The story in here we just said, to teach us to steadfast with Iman. And those who believe have to be trialed in different way. And it doesn't matter how much you trial. What is matter is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He accept you. Because sometimes today we think, if I'm a good believer, Allah has to make it easy for me in this life. No. You never know what Allah will do. He can make it easy. He can make it difficult for wisdom. Allah know. We do not choose the condition. Allah give us a condition and we should be thanks to Allah. Even if it take us to die. And this like these people. Imagine, now today, people will open a trench and said, deny your Islam or we held you and throw you in a trench. What are you going to do? This is a good test. How many of us will survive something like that if it happened today? Imagine. Everybody would say, what about my house? What about my kids? Now imagine all these believers went to the trench because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we go to the last story quick, inshallah, which is the Ashab al-Fil, the people of the elephant. And the one belong to that is Ibraha, the king or the Amir of Yemen at this time. And actually Ibraha has a very weird story. Ibraha never was a king. Ibraha was a big soldier. Came to become like a chief in command. And Najashi, the king of Habasha, not the one in the time of the Prophet, the one before that, because it was two or three Najashi in Habasha in Ethiopia, he sent him in the head of an army to support another group of his army over people in Yemen and to spread Christianity. And when he went there, he has a big debate with another one and he killed him. And during that, his nose was cut. This is why one of his titles, Ibraha al-Ashram. Ibraha, the one has no nose. Because he was cut in a battle. Anyway, after that, he started making like a sweet relationship with the Najashi until Najashi electing him as the king of Yemen. This is how it came. But he never was a king. You see, in the history, always you find king always somebody so bad in the history. We think a king is really a royal family. Always all the most of the king is really a corrupted family. But one time or another, they become a royal family. You know? Anyway, Ibraha al-Ashram, he become a royal family of Yemen at this time. And one day, he become upset. How come people go to Mecca and make pilgrimage and they do not come to me? I will build a big, huge church. I collect many, many gifts. I even will give money and gift to those who are coming to do pilgrimage to Yemen. Nobody show up. Year after year, nobody show up. Now he get very upset. He decided what? to go attack huh, the Kaaba, which was, we call it, عام الفيل, which was the beginning and sign of the closeness of huh, the beginning of showing the new messenger of the time. Now, over years, he planned it. He took a huge army with amount of big fields, amount of big elephant, and he went toward the Kaaba. Just before he went to Kaaba, we know the famous story. The grandfather of the Prophet ﷺ, he was at this time the ruler of Kaaba. And this man who took from him 200 camel, of the best of his camel. He went to him and he said, I want my camel back. He said, I'm surprised about man like you. You coming asking for my camel and you do not asking to protect your town and your house? He said, no, I'm the owner of the camel, I ask for it. But the owner of the house, he will take care about it. It's not my job. He said, I like the way you talk. He gave them the 200 camel. And with the wisdom Allah put it in his heart, he commanded all his people to get away. Leave the Kaaba and leave the surrounding Kaaba and go to the mountain. And before he went that, he went to the door of Kaaba and he took the halaqa, he took the chain of the door of Kaaba and he said, the Lord of this house, you the owner of this house, protect it in the way you want it. I cannot do it, you do it. And this teach us one, they believe in Allah. They believe in Allah. They have some association in the statue, but they believe is Allah, the creator, is the owner of this house. And we know after that the big field, which some report is weak, they said the field, his name is Mahmud, wallahu alam, he went, and when it coming to the area, we're starting in the beginning of Mecca, he start facing back toward Yemen. They try to unface him, it doesn't work. They beat him up, they put iron bar in his body. They try to torture him. He will not go attack the Kaaba. After that, Ibrahim called all his army to go attack. And the moment they start getting closer to attack the Kaaba, we know what happened. A bird coming from nowhere is not big, is not small, and in each bird mouth, they have a small stone. This stone, according to some report, it used to be hit like a rocket to one of the soldier and exploding him. To the point, some of the new scholars, they said, it was almost like a nuclear stone. And some of the old scholars also said, each bird with each stone has the name of each soldier, what he will do, or who will get it and where. And it was a battle against the word of Allah and against the house of Allah. Allah teach us who's the owner and who's the army of Allah. Allah just sent not an angel, not something, he sent a bird with a stone. According to some report, also the stone from hellfire. Wallahu a'lam. Allah know best. Now, Ibrahim, he took some of the stone. To the point he said, he took it from the mouth, it went down to the bottom. It shattered him in half. But with the will of Allah, he's still alive. And they take him all the way back to Yemen, in a way to Yemen, and in Yemen, he exploded and he died. Just as a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's go to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it in a very beautiful way, in a very short way. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Did you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care about the people of the elephant? أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. He make all their plot and plan against them. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ. And he send them a bird with a tiny stone. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّنْ سِجِيلٍ. And he let this bird throw the stone from Sijil and from a clay was soft and become hard in one report, and from clay become hard from hellfire. Which one? Allah know. We know for a fact is this tiny stone was able to destroy any man or any equipment. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. And he make them like the leftover of leaves when it's eating by cows. You see how it look like? By this way, Allah tell you a description of how they was completely destroyed. Because when an animal eat and it has leftover, the leftover, how it look like? No any pattern. You cannot even distinguish what kind of leaf. You know? And this in Surah Al-Fil, verse 1 to 5. Now, what is the main thing about what happening of the story of the elephant? Is what we're learning about again, the power of Allah over any power. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. What kind of army Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use. Allah, he has his own way to protect his own word. And also is, we see how when a person believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do, and when a person disbelieve and be arrogant over Allah in earth, what Allah will do. And also Allah start with أَلَمْ تَرَكَ كَيْفَ عَلَى. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ. Did you not see mankind how Allah take care about this situation? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a question to think us. Allah do not need a big army. Allah do not need a preparation. Allah can take care about any plot and plan in any time by his own will. This is the wisdom and the sign of Allah. This is the message of Allah, and this was the beginning of the sign is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming, and after that it called Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. And it was a big story over the Arabic Peninsula. When the time coming to start talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will give some the significance about this story inshallah. But for the time being, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was little bit, in not in detail, but in glimpse over the major ten story in Quran. We call them a Quranic story, which belong to Allah. Allah kept them in us in Quran for a wisdom Allah know, to read them and inculcate the wisdom behind it. And if you really follow up again, you will find each one take care about one quality or one message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn and calculate or inculcate iman and faith and wisdom, and be generous and be kind and give us the quality, because the quality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the owner of all quality. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to steadfast in this life until we die. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let our heart be pure to Allah, and we'll be inshaAllah a slave to Allah the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbil alameen. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma sufoon. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka atubu ilayk. Wallahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Fil alameen. Innaka hamidun majid.
رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم.